Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry, offering something for everyone's operation. Join us January 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemenscongress.com. While you are at Cattlemen's Congress, there are three opportunities for beef quality assurance certification or recertification on January 3rd, 5th, and 10th, with lunch included. Beef quality assurance certification is common sense cattle management training that helps us raise better beef for consumers while demonstrating our commitment to animal care. On January 5th, those that complete their BQA certification will receive a free ticket to the Cattlemen's Luncheon. To learn more and to register, visit the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org.
Well, following a two-month decline and a year of weak sentiment, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer closed out the year on a more positive note, rallying 24 points in December to a reading of 126. U.S. farmers were more optimistic about both their current situation and expectations for the future. Current condition index jumped 37 points to a reading of 135, while the futures expectation index increased 18 points to a reading of 122. The Ag Economy Barometer is calculated each month from 400 U.S. ag producers' responses to a telephone survey, and this month's survey was conducted from December the 5th through the 9th. The Farm Financial Performance Index climbed 18 points to a reading of 109 in December. Notably, this was the only time in 2022 that index was above 100. The turnaround was driven by a sharp increase in the percentage of producers who expect better performance than last year, which jumped 23 to 35% of respondents and is also consistent with USDA's forecast for strong net farm income in 2022. Farm Capital Investment Index climbed 9 points this month to 40, the highest reading that we've seen since February, yet it does remain 9 points lower than a year earlier. Looking to the year ahead, the December survey asked producers to compare their expectation for their farm's financial performance in 23 to 22. Producers did indicate that they expect lower financial performance in 23 and cited rising cost and narrowing margins as the key reasons. If you'd like to hear more about the Ag Economy Barometer report, you can go to purdue.ag/agbarometer. Site also offers additional resources like past reports, charts, and survey methodology. They'll also have a form there to sign up for the monthly barometer email updates and webinars. Well, 5 Oklahoma Farm Bureau delegates will be headed to the annual convention in Puerto Rico this year. It's coming up in San Juan, January the 6th through the 11th. Farm Bureau delegates from around the country will gather on Tuesday, January the 10th, to discuss and vote on policy proposals to determine AFBF policy for the upcoming year. One of the top areas of interest for the business session is anticipated to be the role and impact of environmental, social, and governance considerations upon businesses, and especially production agriculture. Numerous resolutions concerning ECG were submitted, and AFBF created a new title in the organization's policy book concerning the issue. OKFB members voiced their concerns about the potential use of ESG scoring on businesses during the 2022 OKFB annual meeting. With Farm Bill discussions on the horizon, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members will be monitoring policy proposals concerning farm programs, conservation efforts, crop insurance, and nutrition assistance programs to ensure an appropriate safety net for agricultural producers is available while keeping federal spending at appropriate levels. For more information about the 2023 AFBF annual meeting, including virtual registration options, you can go to annualconvention.fb.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.